Democrats have been on an emotional roller coaster over the past few weeks, from grim determination as President Biden clung to his run for a second term, to outright exuberance after he stepped aside and Vice President Harris launched her campaign. NPR senior White House correspondent Tamara Keith reports that with Harris at the top of the ticket, there's a whole new vibe.
Back on July 5th, Wisconsin State Representative Christina Sinicki was on the risers right behind President Biden for a rally that was also a rescue mission in Madison.
So looking out at the crowd, I thought it was huge.
There were 1,000 people there, and Biden brought every ounce of fight he could muster.
We had a little debate last week. Can't say it was my best performance. We love
it. He said he knew there were questions about whether he would drop out.
Well, here's my answer. I am running and going to win again.
Sinicki says there was energy in the room.
But it was more of an energy of like, okay, we have to do this. You know, this is our hope. We have to do this.
Biden walked off the stage to a 1989 Tom Petty hit that met the mood. Fast forward 2 weeks to this past Tuesday, Sinicki was in the gymnasium at a high school just outside of Milwaukee when Harris walked in to Beyonce's Freedom. I'ma keep running because the winner don't quit on themselves. There were more than 3,000 people packed in, the biggest crowd for Democrats this campaign cycle. The vice president had eclipsed the president essentially overnight. Sinicki was in a section she calls the mosh pit.
I stood there in the crowd and I just looked around and I went, I haven't seen this since 2008. The energy level was off the charts.
The crowd was younger and more diverse, and they were experiencing a new emotion, joy.
I mean, I had a group of young women around me who had never been to one of these before. And as soon as the vice president came out, I mean, they were just screaming. It was like she was a rock star.
She made clear she was ready to take the fight to Trump.
And in this campaign, I promise you, I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week.
In less than a week, the Harris campaign raised record-breaking sums and signed up more than 100,000 new volunteers. All of a sudden, videos and memes of Harris were everywhere. Katie Paris is the founder of the group Red Wine and Blue.
It's like joy is back in town.
Her group organizes suburban women around reproductive freedom and pushing back on book bans, among other things. And Paris says the tone of her social media feed has transformed.
We've all gone from doom scrolling to hope scrolling. That feels good. I know I shouldn't be looking at TikTok before I go to bed at night anyway, but before it wasn't very good for my mental health. And now I feel like I can kind of make an excuse for it.
Democratic strategist Guy Cecil says even with all this newfound Democratic exuberance, this is going to be a close race. This honeymoon phase will end. But he takes solace in one trend he's seeing in public and private polling. Voters are saying they're excited to vote for Harris and not just against Trump. That's new.
It's an important shift because I think when you're trying to get people motivated, yes, fear and anger and concern about Trump can definitely motivate people. But having hope and optimism and some excitement about your candidate is a really important tool.
Because he says when the honeymoon is over, it's better to have someone you love at your side for the inevitable hard times. Tamara Keith, NPR News.